The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it, be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but, "Go show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever heard of the Enigma machine? The Enigma machine. The word enigma means a mystery, or a puzzle, or a riddle. And the Enigma machine was a device that took normal communication and scrambled it into a secret code so no one else could understand it. It made language into a mystery. You know, sometimes when my whole family is together on family FaceTime, my parents and my brother and sister and my nieces and nephews, and we want to say something that my nieces and nephews cannot catch, we speak in Malayalam, the language from India, because they don't know it. Our Indian language is a modern enigma machine, a secret code language that hides what we say from others. By the way, if you want a movie example of the Enigma machine in action, you should watch the movie The Imitation Game. It's based on a true story about the British scientist named Alan Turing, who cracked the code of the Enigma machine used by the Germans in World War II. The Germans thought that no one could decipher their Enigma machine, but they were wrong. Nevertheless, the Enigma machine was a very useful tool to communicate through a code language, making language a mystery. I would suggest to you that the Bible is a sort of sacred Enigma machine. That is, the sacred authors did not always say what they mean and mean what they say in writing the 73 books of the Bible. Rather, they used a very specific code language, namely the language of faith. Those without the deciphering technique called faith can read the Bible, but they will miss the hidden and real message. And Jesus specifically sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and their successors, the Pope and the bishops, to crack the code of the Bible when we read it. One of the masters of the Enigma machine of the Bible was St. Paul, who wrote 13 New Testament letters. It's interesting that at the end of his second letter, St. Peter actually talks about this. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, he even says you have to crack the code of what Paul is saying in his letters. St. Peter writes, "In his letters, there are some things hard to understand." Well, that's an understatement. Some things that are hard to understand, that the ignorant and the unstable distort to their own destruction, just as they do the other scriptures. That is, Paul sort of started writing in Malayalam so he could hide the real meaning and message behind a kind of code language. But we can crack the code of the enigma machine called the Bible with the help of faith and the guidance of the church. In the first reading today, St. John also speaks in veiled language, cryptic words. He writes cryptically, "So there are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and they are of one accord." John's hidden meaning may not be immediately clear to just anyone who picks up the Bible and turns to 1 John chapter 5 and starts to read. But because you and I are people of faith and have the help of the church guided by the Holy Spirit, we can crack the code and solve the riddle of what John means. We know that the Spirit, the water, and the blood refer to the sacraments of initiation, the water that we were washed in baptism, the Spirit we received through the anointing with sacred chrism in confirmation, the blood that is poured out for us in the Eucharist at Mass. To those without the faith, the Bible might as well as be written in Malayalam. My friends, there is a war going on. And I do not mean World War II with the Allied powers against the Axis powers. There is a spiritual war going on. And there always has been, since the days of Adam and Eve in Genesis. We have an evil enemy who is trying to defeat and destroy us. And it's not the Republicans or the Democrats. It's the devil. In this war, God communicates to us through an enigma machine called the Bible, filled with a war strategy on how we will win. And the devil cannot crack that code because he does not have faith. It will just sound like Malayalam to him. And that's why we too need to study the scriptures. Because it may not make sense to us either when we pick it up and read it. By the way, I'm finishing up a new Bible study on the Acts of the Apostles, which I hope to record in video and make available soon. In other words, my scriptural Malayalam is getting better. I highly encourage you to buy a Bible and read it and study it. Otherwise, you will miss the vital communication needed to win this war. By the way, the most important part of every Bible study is BYOB. See if you can crack that code. Praised be Jesus Christ.